Thank you, Lord. Do you ever have to chuckle at yourself? I had to chuckle when I was setting this because last week when I went to set it, it was like I'd never set it before. So I couldn't figure out if I had a missing disc in there or whatever, and I kept looking and looking, and then when I finally got it right, I thought, well, I was looking in the wrong place. You know, God is so good. He just is. I mean, it's because he's so good that we can laugh at ourselves. You know, some people can't laugh at anything. Some people refuse and reject the joy of anything. And we're not that way. The Lord, if God be for you, who can be against you? And I'm, you know, there are just things that the Lord shows us that just, you know, they're encouraging to us, or they're remembrances, they're monuments. You know, Israel built monuments of things, and they would look at those monuments and they would tell their children and the grandchildren what the Lord had done. Never hesitate to tell people what the Lord has done. Anybody and everybody, what the Lord has done. I neglected when we were praying to mention praying for the Rounds family because, you know, our senator's wife passed away. And there's a big clan there to pray for. And then also there's people that are, you know, literally around the world that might be praying, but God wants our prayers too. And so we lift that up. I've been thinking too about it's beginning to be an annoyance listening to people talk about the vaccines and the vaccination and the disease. You know, it's like I keep thinking, you know, yeah, for a long time everybody needed to get their flu shot, but it wasn't like the world shut down over the flu. People have been dying of the flu for a long, long time, but they want to keep this going and keep this going and keep this going. You know, it's like my favorite movie, probably, Fiddler on the Roof, where Fiddler, you know, Tevye would be standing there and he was talking about how the Israelites were and you know that there it doesn't take much to get an argument going, and there was a horse sale going on there, and somebody went up and whispered in somebody's ear, that horse, it was 3 years old or something like that, and all of a sudden the guy, yeah, he told me a different story, and he's just mad again for something 10 years ago about that horse thing, you know, and they want to keep bringing it up. And when they bring it up, if people eat it up, you got those nutcases that just, you know, they want to say everybody ought to be locked down, and they're walking around and they're not locked down. And then when something does happen, they're talking bad about stuff, and then other people pick it up and they're talking bad about stuff. And I'm saying, shut up, all of you, just shut up. In the name of Jesus, of course, you know. But, you know, it's just nuts. People who want it to stop have to get picked up in it if somebody says it's bad. You know? I mean, I'm one of the worst people in the whole wide world because I won't be vaccinated. And so, you know, I'm a murderer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I mean, you know, it isn't, I'm not saying, I don't care if people do, but I want to tell you something. From the first day that they started vaccinating, I was praying for the people that got vaccinated. Now, I didn't have some premonition from the Lord. I didn't have anything. I don't want anything bad to happen to people. You know, and I never liked shots when I was a kid. I've had several that I didn't want to have, and I'm sure that they were good, you know. But we have this wonderful Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. He didn't quit loving. He's not off duty, you know. I mean, it's like that's what the devil wants everybody to do. Forget about God. We have found something greater than God. COVID is greater than God. It morphs into new things. I think there's a fifth one being planned. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, we couldn't have it fixed in one place. It's got to be going to a next and to a next and to a next. I got news for them. God just keeps going. God is for me. Psalm 136 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. And if that won't work, it says, give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. It's not just the Lord. It's not the Lord as we know him. Just so we're not confused about who it is, it's the capital G God of the little gods. Put up anything you want against him, and there's plenty of history, there's plenty to prove that they all fall down in his presence. They cannot stand. So his love endures forever. He keeps doing what he does. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. He was God of all gods before the Son came into the world. In the beginning, the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by him, and there was nothing that was made without him. Yeah. That's just the way it is. Those aren't just a bunch of words. They are a bunch of words until they cease to be just a bunch of words. They can be to a lot of people, yeah, I've heard that before. When people say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. People hear somebody reading that at the funeral or whatever the case might be. Yeah, I've heard this before. I got time to think about something else. But when they're not just a bunch of words that somebody's reading, but they're, yeah. 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 What do you suppose would happen if every time they read that, somebody just said, whoa, yeah! Who do you think you are? Don't you know this is a solemn occasion? But aren't you excited about those words? Be a great way to never be invited, that's for sure. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Give thanks to him who does mighty miracles. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights, the sun to rule by day, the moon to rule by night. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. He brought Israel out of Egypt. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Now, to us, you know, the killing Egypt's firstborn and those kind of things, you know, awesome. But, you know, what's that got to do with us? It's got everything to do with us. God did those things. He didn't need our approval to do them. We don't have to wonder about a God who would do that. We don't even need to think about those kind of things. They're out of our realm to think about. Our thought about it is he didn't just kill the firstborn. There were flies and frogs and blood, and there was all kinds of stuff. God can do anything. I don't necessarily want him to repeat any of those things, but my goodness, there's nothing he can't do. What if we thought about those things? What if that's what we thought? Man, this little thing I'm thinking about is nothing compared to all that. God can do it. I'm going to just think about the goodness of God. I'm going to transfer my attention. I think I'll just give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. See, God has given us a list. A list of things to change our minds. A list of ways into victory. His word. His word, and is not just the things that are written in his word, but oh, thank God for the things that are written in his word. But thank God that he gives us ears to hear so that someone can confirm a word to another sister to say it. Do you know everything that has to be gone through to get that accomplished? First, the vine has to hear it. Then the vine has to, instantaneously, I can't wait to share that too. But should I share that? The battle is on, but God is stronger. And then the joy of knowing that it was exactly the thing. Hallelujah. Don't you love it when God just gives you the exact thing that you needed? That's no small thing, folks. That's no small thing. That's the miraculous working of God. The Almighty speaking to a person. Hallelujah. We can go off on that for a long, long time. And then the person hearing, praise the Lord again, His love endures forever. And then the person getting out of the boat, walking on the water, delivering the word. And resisting the urge to make it just a little bit more profound, you know. Sometimes there's a temptation to kind of help that word a little bit. To make it even a little more, you know. It's not just that God kindly spoke it to her, but some people would say, and the room lit up, and I heard this booming voice, and I thought the bricks would fall down. Don't laugh. Well, do laugh. It's funny, but it ain't not true. And that's not great grammar, but the fact is, you know, it's just, I mean, it's like I remember one of my first trips to Russia, and I came to understand, evangelistically speaking, when the people would come back and they'd have their reports where you had to report to everyone, and people would come back and they would say, we gave out this many Bibles. They didn't give out that many Bibles unless they were dumping them in ditches. And then I would read the ministry's report. And the ministry's report was really something because it would go out to all these people. And last trip we gave out these thousands and thousands and thousands of Bibles. And I'm going, I was there. If you give out one, that's wonderful. If you give out 500, that's wonderful. But there wasn't that many Bibles there when we came to pick them up. And so I spoke to the arranger of the ministries, to the head of the thing. I spoke to him and I said, listen, I got to understand something here. There's no way that you gave out that many Bibles. This seems to me like you're just putting that many Bibles out there so that people know they got to give enough money to buy that many Bibles. And he said, well, Roger, you have to understand, this is evangelistically speaking. I said, what in the world are you talking about? You know, that would be, you know, like John asked me to pick him up something in Pyrrhon, so I pick him up and he says, how much was it? And I paid a buck for it. It was $25. Bro, I know that didn't cost $25. Well, yeah, but evangelistically speaking. You know. I had to make one extra stop on my way out of town. My time's very valuable. I'm giving you a deal. No! But people will go along with those things, just like people go along with the COVID thing and they get ramped up about that kind of thing. And we who know God dare to believe God and they think we're making it up. You know? I mean, if I live, I live. And if I die, I die. But I'll tell you what, I've been at the women's prison where they got an outbreak of the stuff. I've been at the jail and at the jail and at the jail and at the jail. You know, you must be stupid. You're going in there exposing yourself. I don't go in there thinking I'm exposing myself. I don't even think about that. I go in thinking that I'm going to expose people to the goodness of God. I don't go in there thinking, oh, I'm a brave man. Oh, God, wrap me up. I don't want that COVID to jump on me. Oh, aren't they fortunate that I braved this great illness to come in? They should just be thanking God every day. No, I thank God every day that I get to do it. I'm not going to worry myself to death about things. You know? The Bible tells me don't worry. Don't worry. You just flow with it. Because God is good. His faithful love endures forever. No matter what comes at you, you got God's faithful love. No matter what. And that's what God wants us to turn to. He wants us to turn to the promises. He wants us to bounce out of those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Giving thanks to the Lord will always change that. Always. You cannot turn your attention to God and begin to thank God without it changing things. If you've got to be growling while you thank Him the first time, growl while you thank Him the first time. But that growl will turn into a purr as you begin to think about His faithful love that endures forever. As you're reminding yourself, as the Bible says, bring to remembrance. You know, I mean, we were a little different once, weren't we? Really different in some of our cases. You know? I mean, I don't remember everything. I never remembered everything, okay? I don't have total recall. I remember what we ate for supper last night because it cooked on the smoker for like 5 hours. And so, I remember that. But I'm not positive about what we had the day before. If I thought real hard, if I looked at leftovers and decided which day they were left over from, you know, I don't. But I do remember what I was before I got saved. I do remember my life before I met Jesus. And I always want to remember where He brought me from. So that then I will always remember that I was the one when it began that said, God, don't let me go back. I was talking with Rachel the other night on the telephone about something. I can't remember what we were talking about. But it must have been something, because as I was sharing with Rachel, I was just crying like a baby. I just was crying about how good God was. And about how whatever we were talking about, it made it important to have Jesus in the midst. I guess you weren't supposed to know. I don't know. But the Spirit knows, and I know, because it's making me want to cry now. I'm glad I can't remember. We wouldn't get through the service. You know, God has done so much for us. We can't forget what God has done for us. It's wise to dwell on His goodness. It's wise to dwell on His faithful love that endures forever. It's wise to hold fast to what God can do and what He has done, and then apply that to what we need for Him to do. You know? I love that the Lord's just saying, reach out for the garment. And then that's not a figment of my imagination to see the twirling. And Jesus is fun, folks. He's fun. Otherwise, he wouldn't say the joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember to give thanks. Give thanks for what he's done for you. Give thanks for what he can do about those things that you might be concerned about. You know, in everything, give thanks. In everything, not for everything. But in the midst of it, we can still thank the Lord. Thankful hearts produce joy. Does this world need some joy? Does it need, you know, it doesn't need everybody going around or masked up. Man, those things drive me crazy. And I see the people that are masked up, and a lot of times you see them, and you know they don't want to be masked up. They're like, their face is just beaming from behind there. You know, you smile at them, they're just two beacons, like, I wish I was free from this. When we went for Vicky's checkup, all of them were that way, but the person who typed up all the stuff in there, you know, no wonder they got to charge a lot. They got a nurse practitioner along, they got, you know, and then they got the doctor there, they got all that going on, you know. And they're sitting there. I looked at him. I said, I bet you love it when the end of the day comes. Oh, man, do I ever. Poor person. They ought to get extra pay for wearing those things all the time. The doctor can pay that. I don't need to. But, you know, we have a light that shines in the darkness. We are the light of the world. We are the ones who should have hope. We are the ones who have been given confidence. We are the ones who have been given authority over the powers of darkness. We, you know, we can walk with a little bit of a strut because we know God is for us. And that just opens the door for somebody to say, what's that light? If you're out of town, in town, they might have you figured out. But really, if we allow the joy of the Lord, if we allow ourselves to do what God tells us to do, just give thanks to the Lord, your God and King. His love endures forever. Remember, his love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. And that psalm ends up with, okay, he remembered us in our weakness. God doesn't just say, well, if you're going to be weak, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. He remembers us in our weakness. He knows about that. He saved us from our enemies. Not just the old enemies. He saved us from the future enemies. He saved us from the present enemies. He's delivered us. So what did he say today? Deliverance. Deliverance. Remember that. No matter what comes up, you've been delivered from it. If you run into something, it's already been taken care of. If something tries to sneak up behind you, it's been taken care of. And you can just stop and give thanks. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He really does. And he dares to say, put me to the test in this. It's not like God, everybody gets up and he says, oh man, I hope I don't have too many. I only got so much today. Hope not too many show up. I'm always talking to the folks at jail because I've told probably 2,000 people, when you get out, come to Highmore, come to my house. I'll make you coffee. And then I always add, only four have showed up. But I got this vision that one day the streets will be lined up. People say, what's going on? They're lining up for coffee at Rogers. We're going to have to move it to the auditorium and have a bigger place. No, I'm just kidding. There you go. But you know, I mean, I don't go, oh man, I keep offering, nobody shows up. Now I'm looking forward. And at the very least, I'm going to have a whole bunch of people to serve in heaven. You know? And that's what we've all got. So give thanks to the God of heaven, for his love endures forever. Amen? Let's be thankful. We've got so much to give thanks for. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing. We have nothing to doubt, because God's bigger than all the doubts. That's just the way he is. Remember how he feels about you. Three words.
Stomp out fear.
Stomp out fear. I think that's a word from God. Absolutely. Amen. 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 They tell me, I am not a scholar, but I believe the people who have checked all this out, that fear not is spoken more times in the Bible than anything else. Fear not. Fear not. Is that right? One for every day. Hey, that rings a bell. Thank you for remembering it for real. Hallelujah. That LaVon, I tell you, she's full of it today. Thank you, Jesus. Full of the Spirit of God. Amen? Just to clarify, okay? Amen. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Fear not. Once for every day. And you can feel free to use all 365 on any given day. Amen? Amen. Lord, we're grateful. We are thankful. And we will remain thankful. And we will give you praise. And we will remember that your love endures forever, and we will be quick to share that. Because there are people who need to hear that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You alone are worthy of our praise. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the God of Gods. And your faithful love endures forever. May your love pour, just wash over everybody here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.